And let's begin by bringing awareness into ourselves, dropping awareness into the body, making yourself perfectly comfortable in an upright position, ensuring that your body is symmetric. You're not leaning over, twisted. So find your comfortable, upright, symmetric position. And allow your awareness to sink into your core. You might like to allow your breath to transport awareness into your belly, feeling those inhalations and exhalations as they come and go. And as you sense the fullness of each breath rising and releasing, you can adjust your body a little more if you need to. Find your comfortable position. And really start to notice the fullness of each in and out breath as it moves through you. Maintaining awareness of the movement in your abdominal area. You can also allow awareness now to expand around the body as a whole, sensing into the entire volume of space that your whole body occupies. Enveloping yourself in awareness. Feeling the body as a whole. And while maintaining awareness of the breath and the whole body, you can allow awareness to expand and become aware of the entire space in which you are, the room around you, the sturdiness of the surface that supports you. You can allow a trunk of awareness to sense into the space above you, and roots of awareness sensing downward into the earth, feeling that vertical line from earth upward and into the beyond. Allowing yourself to feel lengthened by the vertical line of awareness. And then exploring the horizontal line of awareness, sensing into the space in front of you. allowing awareness to also feel into the space behind you. That front and back axis. Might allow branches of awareness to extend out into the field on your left. And branches of awareness to extend out into the field on your right. Another horizontal axis. Below and above, in front and behind, to the left and to the right, six directions. You may allow awareness now to continue expanding in these six directions as far as awareness feels like expanding, in whatever way is possible and comfortable for you. You can even add some imagination to extend the process, thereby allowing awareness to go beyond the walls of the space in which you are, to extend beyond space and time as you might ordinarily experience it. Allowing for an expansiveness of the self that includes the body, but is not limited to the body. A sense of expansiveness that goes beyond the frames of reference in which you live your ordinary life. Sensing into fields of experience that contain all of ordinary life, but extend beyond these ordinary ways of perception. Just allowing awareness to expand. There's nothing in particular that you should or shouldn't experience. We're just giving permission to ourselves to experience whatever this present moment might give rise to. Being open, curious, ready, and accepting. And from this open and receptive state, we can now imagine being unlimited, as if we were a being that can look upon Earth, as we might imagine an angel or some other disembodied being looking upon Earth with care and compassion. Seeing our planet as a whole, this exquisite planet, home to all human beings, home to all of nature, as it is known on Earth. And as we look upon Earth as a whole, we can identify where there is suffering, where there is conflict, where there is fear. And being unlimited, whole, and resourceful, we could imagine as these beings coming into circle, connected, hand by hand, heart to heart, encircling planet Earth. Each of us cares deeply for the well-being of all. And our combined care can become a powerful energy which we can project to Earth and to all those beings who are suffering right now. And although there may be many suffering for various reasons all around the planet, whom we can project energy and the intention to alleviate suffering, we might be particularly interested right now as this collective that we are, to bring our combined intentionality to alleviate suffering and promote peace and promote ecological ways forward. In that space on Earth known as the country of Ukraine, shedding light, illuminating positive energy, peace, wisdom, and love, and allowing that to flow from us collectively toward the Ukraine, illuminating that part of our precious planet and all its inhabitants. May there be peace. And while at some level that intention and energy may continue to flow from us on the cosmological level, and we can return to this prayer at any time in our own capacities, we can now also bring that awareness that we want to share with the world back into our own bodies, so that we may be that presence in our own circles of influence, breathing the peace that we want for the world into our bodies, bringing ourselves back home into this physical form by finding the breath that flows through you. Feeling into the sensations of the breath once again. Tuning into the body as a whole. And really getting in touch with that visceral experience of the in-breaths and out-breaths again. And of the surface that supports you where you are today. coming fully back into your body, alert, refreshed, and present, and ready to engage in a discussion.